Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Chalene Johnson.
My name is Chalene Johnson. I'm a New York Times best-selling author. My book is called Push. I also have an infomercial on TV right now called Pio. I have created countless exercise programs. Really, what I think I'm probably most passionate and purpose-driven by is helping other people create businesses online because the opportunity is redonkulous, which is bigger than ridiculous. And I love to teach people how to build businesses, but not just build businesses. Build businesses that run themselves. And I've taught tons of people how to do this. I've also taught tons of people how to be very successful in business, but they're still running their business. They're still killing themselves. They're still locking themselves in rooms. I don't want to just teach you how to have a successful business. What's the point of being a millionaire, right? Or making six figures if you are truly just an employee? And it's actually worse than being an employee because you're working 50, 60 hours a week. Or you're never able to shut it off or turn it off. If you're showing up here and spending time with me, like, dude, I owe you. So my gift is this, a delegation list that I'm going to give to you for free. And it's pretty general, but we've given this to 9 or 10,000 people. And so people give us feedback on what we might have forgotten and what needs to be on this list. And this is a list of your life. It's like everything that you probably don't even realize that you're doing. This is really going to help you get a grip on your life and all of the things that you do and a lot of the things you shouldn't be doing and all of the things that really make the needle on your business move. And then all the stuff that's just kind of minutiae and you get stuck doing it all the time. I'm going to give you this checklist. I think it's incredibly valuable. It'll get your wheels turning. It'll be an eye-opening experience. This is going to drop your jaw. If that is of interest to you now and you are certain that this would make you look like a super cool people person, like super helpful and informative, and this is the list that for a lot of people, they're like, got it. Message received. Life change. And this is all the stuff you are probably doing 90% of this stuff or a lot of it. It's very general. So you're going to think, oh, is this just for business owners? No, this is like stuff that almost everybody is doing. Let me give you a sense because, you know, this is how general it is. It's just a list. And what this list does with other checkboxes, you can see what I've done is I've created these columns here. So once you look at the item, you either check, I do this, I should be doing this, somebody else could do this, or not applicable. I don't do it and it doesn't apply to me. It is the list that, and we update it all the time. So to my students, my Smart Success students, we've updated it. It's in your new academy. To my Smart Success students from 2012, 13, 14, 15, if you haven't changed your password, you need to do that so that you can update and receive all the new content, like the updated list, okay? Because we update all the time. But on this list are things like make my to-do list, review my goals for the next 90 days, check emails, return emails, manage my contact list, delete subscription emails, schedule calls and other appointments, check my voicemail messages, return phone calls, look up and print directions to whatever location I'm driving to, research background info on people that I might be meeting in my next meeting, create a weekly reminder of upcoming events, create slides, PowerPoints, templates, presentations, sort through my business mail, manage my phone contacts, delete files off of my computer, update software on my computer, upload photos and videos off of my phone and onto Dropbox, order office supplies, book travel arrangements, reread my notes from last trainings, seminars, or periscopes, retype my notes from last trainings, seminars, or periscopes, schedule a time to review what I've learned from these seminars, trainings, or periscopes, schedule a time to begin implementing the things I've learned. In other words, you gotta implement this stuff, and it's a list, and you might go, wow, I should be doing that. I'm not doing that. And it just goes on and on and on, all the way into like team building, Facebook, Instagram, things you should be doing on Twitter, things you should be doing on YouTube, things you should be doing on Periscope, things that you should be doing on Pinterest, things that you could be doing on LinkedIn, things that you could be doing on Google Plus, things you can be doing on your blog, on your website. How about creating a podcast? Things you could be doing which are personal related, such as shopping for gifts, wrapping gifts, ordering flowers, writing out birthday cards, sending thank you cards, returning items to stores, picking up the kids from school, taking the kids to sporting activities, volunteering time, making breakfast, making lunches, making dinner, cleaning up after meals, preparing weekly meals, shopping for groceries, phone calls and personal visits from family members, researching vacation destinations, right? Maintaining property, organizing your home space, organizing and cleaning out your closet, donating things that you no longer need, plant care, daily straightening of the house, scheduling monthly or deep regular cleaning of your home, cleaning your home, redecorating or updating, making the beds, external cleaning of the house, windows, yard, etc., home repairs, packing suitcases, unpacking suitcases, cleaning vehicles, putting gas in vehicles, appointments of vehicle maintenance, dry cleaning pickup, clothing alterations, washing and drying clothes, folding clothes, putting away clothes, designing areas of your home, taking showers, washing your hair, blow drying your hair, fixing your hair, putting on your makeup, putting on your lotion. Lotion yourself up, people. We can't have you walking around all ashy. Walking your pets, feeding your pets, cleaning and grooming your pets, pet appointments, taking pets to daycare. I don't know. Do people do that? Paying bills online, managing business expenses, checking for lower rates. You do all this stuff. No wonder you're so freaking stressed out, right? Reviewing your profit and loss statements, reviewing offline business accounting, reviewing interest rates, monthly fees, trying to find places to reduce costs, creating a will, creating a living trust, reviewing with your CPA, your tax preparer, what it is you need, researching and hiring a financial advisor, checking in with your key customers, general social media stuff, you know, just like figuring out what works. So that's just like some personal stuff, right? So how many of you, just by me reading those items to you, you realize like, wow, no wonder I am so overwhelmed, right? And a lot of the things that I read to you are personal, and some of them are business related. While we can talk about outsourcing things in your home, and we should, I want to talk to you about the lowest point of entry. So to download this list, I'm going to ask you to go to shaleenjohnson.com/delegate or die. Tonight, I want to talk to you about the area that is the easiest place for you to start outsourcing. And it is I believe it is the easiest because it's not going to cost you. You're not even going to believe how quickly you're going to recoup your investment. Here is the precursor. If your time is worth more than $4 per hour, you, my friend, should be outsourcing a lot of things. We're going to talk about the outsourcing mindset. Now, there's, in my mind, the tipping point in our business. First of all, I talked about this in a previous broadcast, was when we were broke, and I don't mean a little broke, I mean massively in debt, because we were spending everything that we were making, not to be extravagant, but by just spending money on the wrong things, assuming that we needed to invest in things that it wasn't time for us to invest in. And the things that we weren't investing in were people, unfortunately. We just didn't have enough people, because I was like, well, we can't afford to do that, so I'm going to save us money by doing everything myself. And we started outsourcing, and one of the very first things that I outsourced was a housekeeper. I call it the Inez factor. But you guys, that was more than minimum wage. I'm going to teach you how to outsource to amazing people who are really, really talented for less than $4 an hour. Not even minimum wage here in the United States. Now, it might be minimum wage in other countries, but here in the United States, if you personally are earning more than minimum wage, you have got to start outsourcing. We're not going to be talking about Elance, though, because Elance doesn't exist anymore. It's called Upwork. But we are going to talk about some other things. You either trust me or you don't. Like, I'm not making any money from this. I'm not going to make a dollar off of any of the sites that I'm going to share with you, or the answers I'm going to share with you, or how it is I've been able to build my business and how it's taken us from that tipping point where we were working 70 hours a week and we were grossing $1 million and broke. So if you don't trust me, and if you aren't open-minded to hearing that, and if you don't believe that it's possible, I need you to go, because I will feel your energy and you'll drag everybody else down, and I can't change your mind. You need to get into therapy. You need to stop with this poor man's mindset. I can't help you. Continue to believe you can't afford it, because you can't. You're right. You cannot afford it. Yeah, we don't need you to drag down our energy. Are you with me, people? Yeah, scared money don't make money. It is the truth. And, you know, it's like, you guys know this to be true. There are certain things that you have learned the hard way. And then you want to share that lesson with your child or with someone that you love, or a friend or a coworker. You want to share this message with them, and you know it's the truth. And most everybody else who's been through this knows it's the truth. Nonetheless, there are people in your life who are not ready to receive the message because they haven't done the work up here. We need to send you to Dr. Michaela. We need you to go in session because y'all don't buy one of my academies because you're not right up here yet. And those are the people who you should just go away. And I don't mean that to be mean. I'm just saying, like, this isn't useful to you because you're staying here and you're getting all this information over and over and over, but you're not receiving it. You're not letting it soak in because you don't believe it. So go fix this, and then this stuff will actually apply to you. I don't mean it to be disrespectful at all. I hope I didn't come across that way. I didn't mean that to be disrespectful. I didn't. But I don't want to, but I do want to respect your time. And if you're just not, if you're not believing this stuff yet, it's not important for you to be here yet. Go fix this, and then this will make sense for you to stay. So the first thing that I need you to understand is that it's an automatic game changer. And when you invest in other people, you make more money. There's nothing more to be said. You want to outsource things that you personally shouldn't be paying yourself your hourly rate to do. Let me give you a crazy example. If you are searching for and trying to interact with people who have used a certain hashtag on Instagram, like let's say, for example, you're trying to find, you work for an MLM that specializes in body wrap, and your ideal customer is someone who, like you, has recently had a baby, and you believe in body wraps. I'm not going to tell you what MLMs I believe in or don't believe in, but let's just say, like, that's your business. And so you specifically are looking for people who are using the hashtag new mom, because that's your ideal customer. Nobody's using the hashtag new mom unless they're a new mom. And so you want to find anyone who's using that hashtag. You want to like that last photo. You want to leave a comment. And you want to actually like their last 5 photos. Why would you do that in a row? Because then you really stand out to them. Then they go and look at your page and they go, wow, that's interesting. This person just liked my last 5 photos. They left me a comment. I went over to their page and this is interesting. They do this wrap thing. Well, that's interesting. Okay. Now, you're doing that yourself right now because you're trying to attract customers. You're trying to find the right people to interact with you and to notice what you're doing on your Instagram, perhaps. Now, let's just say that when you are really focused, your hourly wage is $50 an hour or $650 an hour or $11 an hour. If you can get someone to do that for you for $3 an hour and your hourly rate is $11 an hour, who should be doing it? It should be outsourced to someone who's better, they're faster, they're less distracted, they're more focused, and they're going to do a better job of it, quite frankly. Because anybody can like photos. It's just a hashtag. It's just a hashtag, people. Where do we find these people for $3 an hour, $4 an hour, $8 an hour? Now, the task that you first outsource will determine the rate at which you are hiring someone. To hire a writer who can take your transcription and write and take out, you know, the ums and the ahs and the half sentences that I tend to speak in when I periscope and complete those sentences for me and still make it be my words and make it sound like me. I'm going to have to pay someone more for that than $3 an hour because generally speaking, I'm probably going to need someone who has exceptional English. Typically, they're here in the United States. Now, I might find somebody online, but still, I'm going to pay a premium and it's worth paying a premium because it's really important. But when it comes to the monotonous stuff, when it comes to finding and interacting, because let's face it, you guys, the best way to build passive income is by attracting more people to you in social media. By taking the periscopes that you do, by taking the posts that you do, and all of these things that take so much time. Everything that you do on your phone, which causes, here you go, here's a great rule of thumb. Everything you do on your phone, which causes your family members to say, Why are you on your phone again? What are you doing on your phone? Almost all of that can be outsourced. I can't outsource you on camera. I can't outsource your voice. I can't outsource you in person. We can't outsource exercise, cleaning, and one-on-one relationships. But all the stuff that you do all day long that never allows you to do what you need to do can and should be outsourced. I do apologize though that sometimes I don't mean to come off condescending. I just get upset. It's not to be condescending or sarcastic even. It's just that I get frustrated that people have this mindset that's keeping them broke. And by broke, I mean broke financially, broke emotionally, and broke from an energy standpoint because you're trying to do everything yourself. And it upsets me, I guess, because I've been there. It's kind of like that person who was like once a smoker and then they're a non-smoker. And then they're the person who like runs in the room and be like, hey, those are cancer sticks and put those things down, you know? Like I just get passionate about it because I've been there. That's all. So I apologize if I sometimes sound sarcastic. I'm working on that. I really am. Let's talk about the things that I think are the first things that you should outsource. Number one, social media. Now, here are some things, ideas for you. I would love for you to hire somebody to take all of the quotes that you've tweeted, that you've already put on Instagram, and you've already put on Facebook. Find every quote that you've ever put out there, because now we already know you've already posted it once 4 years ago or 5 years ago on Facebook. You still love that quote. And you posted it twice on Twitter. You love that quote. I want you to outsource someone to go through all of your social media, find every quote that you've ever tweeted or retweeted or quoted, and then create an infographic, a beautiful picture to go with your quote, and then schedule those in Hootsuite for you. I'll tell you what, you could have, you know, in about 10 hours, you would have enough, you could pay someone 10 hours, right? So that's $30. So for $30, you would probably have more than 6 or 7 months worth of content. Hashtag, why are you on your phone downloading apps to do this crap yourself when you make $75 an hour or you could be making $75? Why are you doing it? And then you're at dinner going, hold on, honey, hold on. Oh, let's see, should I use that font or this font? Oh no, my phone died. You know, like, okay, I want you to outsource that. Number two, I want you to make a massive list of hashtags that the people who you're trying to find and connect with are using in social media. And then I want you to outsource somebody to go through that list and find every person who in the last 30 days has used one of those hashtags, like their last 5 photos. Leave a comment under at least 3 of them. A real comment. Now you're like, well, how do I outsource that? I'll tell you how. You tell them what you would normally say. And you tell them, you know, look at, this isn't a bot. So it's somebody you say, like, listen, if it's a picture of a girl's butt in a thong, don't leave a comment. I'm not looking for that person. But if it's somebody who looks like they're a new mom and they're talking about weight loss and the photo's appropriate, here's a list of 20 approved comments I would use. Or have somebody going through your favorite sites where you find and cultivate content and collect blogs and other useful resources and tools and compile a list of great resources that you can attach a quote to and then tweet about it or Instagram about it or Facebook about it. So I want you to hire someone to do that in social media for you on Instagram as well. Yes. Isn't this brilliant? I would also love for those of you who are creating spoken content, and that means periscopes, That means YouTube videos. That means videos on Facebook. I want you to hire somebody to take your video and transcribe it. I want there. Now, you can hire a service to transcribe. Most services are about $1 per minute. They're okay. So $1 per minute would mean if I do a 60-minute video, right, that's $60. Okay. What if I hired someone at $4 an hour to transcribe, which we do, $4 an hour. So $4 or $60, it's up to you. I mean, I'm not great at math, but I can figure that one out. So why do I want you to hire somebody? Dragon Dictation can do some of it. It doesn't go back through your old content for you. And what I want you to do is I'm talking about all the stuff that you've created over the years and you're racking your brain to figure out like what to do with that stuff. I want you to hire somebody who specifically is going to go through all of your past video content, whether it's on YouTube, Facebook, Periscope, anywhere. And I want them to go through and create a transcript of it and then take that transcript and turn it into Facebook posts, turn it into tweets. Because if you've talked for 15 minutes on a video, I guarantee there's 20 or 30 awesome tweets in there. And they can take all those tweets and then schedule them in Hootsuite. You see, when people are always asking me, like, how are you doing? How are you everywhere? Aren't you so busy? No, I'm not busy, but my team is. I talk to you and I'm done. Pretty much, other than updating my academies, that's my job. My job every week is to update my academies, which is me on camera, me doing the research and a team helping me with research, and then creating about an hour's worth of content, and then everything else is done by everyone else. So those are the first things that I would like for you to outsource. I would like for you to outsource these things that I've just discussed because they are low level. They can't mess it up. It's your words. You don't have to worry about being a phony. You don't have to worry about them making mistakes. And it gives you an opportunity to experience this with a part-time person and actually see if this works. Because I would not ask you to do this indefinitely. I don't ask you to do this for any length of time. I just want you to hire someone and see how it goes. And if it goes well, it will make you money. And if it's not going well, then you tell them it was a 2-week assignment, or it was a 1-week assignment, or it was a job for 30 hours. That's all. 30 hours. Just give me 30 hours. See how it goes. If it doesn't make you money, then fine. Don't do it again. But you would be the exception to the rule. I don't know anyone. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I know a few people who will tell you that it didn't work for them, but let me let you in on a little secret. They were the problem. It wasn't who they outsourced it to. It was them. They were impatient. They didn't train them well. They didn't realize, hello, you can't train someone while you're going 100 miles per hour. You got to friggin' slow down for 5 minutes and show them how to do it. And then you got to be nice to them. You got to be kind to them. You have to care about them. And you have to make sure you're available to answer a few questions because they don't do it perfectly the first time. Like, hello, you know, you have to be a great communicator and you have to be kind and you have to have realistic expectations. So the only people I have ever encountered who said this didn't work, they were the problem. Boom. Real talk, capital REAL. If you are one of those people that says it didn't work for me, I just leave and go look in the mirror and go, oh, I see the problem. It was me. I was the problem all along. Yes, you were. Yes, you are. Yeah. Okay. Now, where do you find these people? Well, I'm going to give you some great resources. Number one, Upwork, UPWORK, upwork.com. That is Elance and Odesk, and they combined and they had a baby, and their baby's name is Upwork. Those of you who are in VBA, you will get a full tutorial about that in your courses. So don't go there now. Follow the exact steps in VBA. Don't go there now, my VBA students. VBA, did you hear me? Do not go there now, because in VBA, I first teach you how to set up all of your drop boxes. I teach you how to set up a communication system with your staff. I teach you how to set up password protection for all of those people that will be working with you and the safeguards so that you know who's in your accounts, when, where, how, why, and what. And there's not enough time for me to do that. So where do you find these people? And you can do that at Upwork, number one. Number two, you can do it at Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R.com, Fiverr, BillYourTribe.com. And a new favorite one that I like is OnlineJobs.ph. The PH stands for guess. The PH stands for what? Philippines! We love the Philippines! I don't know what it is about that country, but I have just met the nicest, kindest, most honest, hardworking, talented people in the world live in the Philippines. I think I should move there. They're like amazing. OnlineJobs.ph. All right, I've got one more for you, and that is virtual staff finders. So I'm gonna list these for you. So virtual staff finders I really love, and that's owned by Chris Ducker. We've hired some of our best people from virtual staff finders. You do pay a fee to have them find you a full-time person, but I think it's like, I'm like outsourcing the hiring basically. Virtualstafffinders.com, you pay a fee, I believe it's under $500, but they screen hundreds and hundreds of applicants. They check their references, they check their typing skills, check their resume, they interview them, they look at their qualifications, they give them an emotional test to figure out like how are they gonna respond to feedback, where are their some of their shortcomings, where are they strong, where are they weak, and like you get this amazing report and you're like, wow, it's amazing. Like you really feel like you've spent like a month with these people. And then they narrow it down to their top three, and then they interview them and they let you see videos of all these people. And then you schedule your interview on Skype with those people. So there's that list again. Upwork, Fiverr.com, OnlineJobs.ph, and VirtualStaffFinders.com. Virtual staff finders, they will find you part-time help and they will find you full-time help. Online jobs is kind of like, well, it's kind of like Upwork, but only people in the Philippines. So that's where to find people. The last thing I want to tell you is how to hire them, how to find them. Hire slow and let the person, like if you have a business partner or a husband or a wife or someone who's got like really good people intuition, let that person interview them on Skype without you there. Because this is a people thing. This isn't a skills thing. As I always say, if I can hire someone for $3 an hour and the skills that I thought that they were good at, they're not that great at, I am an idiot if I can't find something else that they can do. I am a raging lunatic and I am delusional if I can't find something else they can do for $3 an hour. But that's because I hire kind, nice, trustworthy, hardworking people. If you hire people who've got exceptional skills and they're not trustworthy and they're flakes and they BS'd their way through the interviews and you weren't seeing work that was actually theirs, well then now you're stuck with a crappy person who does crappy work. So I hire a good person who I really like. And you have very good intuition, but you need to do this. So tell me about yourself. So what do you like to do like on the weekends and stuff? Tell me about a time when you were incredibly stressed out at work and you just weren't going to make a deadline. How did you deal with it? Tell me about the toughest lesson you've ever had in your whole life. What kind of people bug you? Like what kind of people are your pet peeves? When was the last time someone really hurt your feelings? Can you tell me about that? Like if I was to hire you to just do like one thing and you could say like, I know this is crazy, but like if it were this one thing, this is the one thing I know I do better than flipping anybody. What's your relationship like with your parent? How would your friends describe you? What do you want to be like 10 years from now? Like what do you hope to do? Where would you like to be? What kind of movies make you cry? That I want to know who you are. I really, you know, because your qualifications, that's great. But when we're talking $3 or $4 an hour, I just need to know you are a good person. Clearly, I can tell that you've got some basic skills, but I don't even know how to say this so it's not disrespectful, but like you can pretty much teach a third grader to look up hashtags and like photos. So you just need a good person. And you can't get that off of a resume and a photo that might be a fake photo. I don't know if that's you. If you won't Skype with me, you aren't getting an interview. You're not even considered. Because I need to look you in the eyes and go, don't be nervous. Tell me about yourself. And just listen and listen and listen and listen. But I want you to just feel how much lighter your load will be when you're doing so many of these things that are on your heart right now that you should be getting to and you're not. How do you find them? You find them by paying attention. You find them by hiring them slowly. You find them by you interviewing them and then have that person who's like, doesn't like people, And it's like, they're good. They're the person who's always like, I told you not to trust him. Girl, I told you he was bad news. I knew it from the start. I never liked her. Oh, I knew immediately. I did not like her from the beginning. Like, have that person interview them as well and then give them assignments. So I'm going to go to onlinejobs.ph. Let me read you a job posting. How's that? Here's the post. I posted this and I have 19 applicants. And I posted an application for a ghostwriter. Now, when I say ghostwriter, it's not someone who's writing on my behalf. I'll read to you the job description and you can copy this if you'd like. Write in total layman's words. Oh, actually, I've had 23 people apply. This job requires the most exceptional English and writing skills. I posted this on onlinejobs.ph. So Filipino writers will apply to this. A healthy command of American slang, the ability to take transcripts from a live video presentation and formulate them and keep my words, my language, but make it easy to read and polished. You'll take these transcripts and turn them into polished blog posts, capturing my creative and original voice, my points, my inflection, my personality, and my message. You will take these transcripts and make my message concise. Those interested in applying for this job will need to be asked to take a very short sample of a transcript and demonstrate your ability. If you're not willing to show your ability, then please do not apply for this position. Transcript topics range from business leadership, staff development, motivation, motivating a team, how to build your business, email list building, relationships, marriage, fitness, fashion, friendships, faith, and a wide range of topics on personal development. I'm looking for someone who has exceptional writing and proofreading skills, someone who's very kind, who's fun, who's funny, who has a sense of humor, who's a team player, who's open to feedback, and quick complete assignments, and available 40 hours a week. With an incredibly flexible schedule and the funnest team to work with in the United States. I posted that with a salary of $600 per month. I have 23 applicants. I've already had countless of them return their sample work. So what do you think? Do you believe it's possible for you? It is. Now, if this process scares you, I just ask you to consider downloading the list. Again, you download the list by going to shaleenjohnson.com/delegate or die. If you need to be walked through this step by step by step by step, and you want me to guide you through the process, that's what we do in the Virtual Business Academy. It is only available to Smart Success people at this point. We're going to open it up to everybody eventually, and we're not going to do it. I don't think we're going to do it launch style. I think that we'll just make it available for people, but it'll be at a higher price. Right now, we have our Smart Success students going through it beta style so that they can give me their feedback and let me know, you know, where I need to improve or where I need to do a better job of explaining. So any of you who are in Smart Success, you have the ability to do Virtual Business Academy. But in the meantime, I think you still can. You know, I might as well get myself in trouble and just say, if you're in Smart Success or if you've ever done Smart Success, if you are a Smart Success grad, send an email. Oh, Allison's going to kill me right now. Kristen, if you're listening to this, Allison is going to kill me, like with a knife. Send an email to operations@shaleenjohnson.com and say, Shaleen said that we could do VBA at the beta price. I'm the boss. I'm not the boss, though. I mean, I'm like the CEO, but like they are my bosses. Trust me. I just work for them. So that's my story. I want you to dip your toe in the pool. I want you to just experience this. I'm not asking you to do anything permanently. I'm not asking you to invest thousands of dollars. I'm asking you to just start by hiring one person for 30 hours at maybe $3 or $4 an hour next week and see how it goes. My hunch is it'll be life-changing. And I can't wait to hear about it from you.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.